Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
The refreshing nature of prayer. Jesus went out to the mountainside to pray and spent the night praying to God. Luke 6:12. The end of a hectic day, a rocky mountainside, undisturbed moments alone. For Jesus, it was the perfect time and place to pass the entire night in prayer with his Father. Charles Spurgeon points out the significance of the time, place, persistence, and occasion for this all-night prayer vigil. Walk with Charles Spurgeon, who from 1834 to 1892 was the most beloved British preacher of his time. If ever one born of woman might have lived without prayer, it was our perfect Lord. And yet none was ever so much in supplication as he. The time he chose was the hour of silence when the crowd would not disturb him, and when all, but he had ceased to labor. While others found rest in sleep, he refreshed himself with prayer. The place was also well selected. He was alone where none would intrude, where none could observe. The persistence of his pleadings is remarkable. The long watches were not too long. The cold wind did not chill his devotions. The grim darkness did not darken his faith, or loneliness checked his importance. The occasion for this prayer is notable. It was after his enemies had been enraged. Prayer was his refuge and solace. It was before he sent for the 12 apostles. Prayer was the gate of his enterprise, the herald of his new work. The fact of this eminent prayerfulness of Jesus is a lesson for us. He has given us an example that we may follow in his steps. Today's New Testament reading is Luke chapter 6, verses 1 through 26.
Luke 6. One Sabbath, Jesus was going through the grain fields, and his disciples began to pick some heads of grain, rub them in their hands, and eat the kernels. Some of the Pharisees asked, "Why are you doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" Jesus answered them, "Have you never read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? He entered the house of God, and taking the consecrated bread, he ate what is lawful only for priests to eat, and he also gave some to his companions." Then Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." On another Sabbath, he went into the synagogue and was teaching, and a man was there whose right hand was shriveled. The Pharisees and the teachers of the law were looking for a reason to accuse Jesus, so they watched him closely to see if he would heal on the Sabbath. But Jesus knew what they were thinking and said to the man with the shriveled hand, "Get up and stand in front of everyone." So he got up and stood there. Then Jesus said to them, "I ask you, which is lawful on the Sabbath, to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy it?" He looked around at them all and then said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He did so, and his hand was completely restored. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law were furious and began to discuss with one another what they might do to Jesus. One of those days, Jesus went out to a mountainside to pray and spent the night praying to God. When morning came, he called his disciples to him and chose 12 of them, whom he also designated apostles: Simon, whom he named Peter, his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, son of Alphaeus, Simon, who was called the Zealot, Judas, son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. He went down with them and stood on a level place. A large crowd of his disciples was there, and a great number of people from all over Judea, from Jerusalem, and from the coastal region around Tyre and Sidon, who had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. Those troubled by impure spirits were cured, and the people all tried to touch him because power was coming from him and healing them all. Looking at his disciples, he said, Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude you and insult you and reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, because great is your reward in heaven, for that is how their ancestors treated the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have already received your comfort. Woe to you who are well fed now, for you will go hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when everyone speaks well of you, for that is how their ancestors treated the false prophets.
Students of prayer should find it no different. When big decisions confront you, when commitments need to be strengthened, there is no better place to begin than with a quiet time and place for prayer. As one commentator has wisely observed, you can do more than pray after you have prayed, but you can do no more than pray until you have prayed.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.